Well, folks, nice to see you again. Call this meeting of the Little Calumet River Basin Development Commission to order for Wednesday, February 19th. Believe it or not, it's 2025. Please set your phones on stun and let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Lambert, nice to see you. We call roll, please.
Present. Present.
Anthony Broadnix. Absent. Dave Castellanos.
Here.
Ron Ware.
Here.
Robert Oden.
Here.
Levon Whitaker.
Present.
William Baker.
Present. We have a quorum. Moving right along. That time of the year for the election of officers. Gentlemen.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to renominate the current slate of officers for the upcoming year. William Baker as chairman, Tom Wilshinsky as vice chairman, Tom Gosdecki as treasurer, and Levon Whitaker as secretary.
Thank you. There's a motion. And is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Be there none. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Wilshinsky.
Present. Yes.
Tom Gosdecki.
Yes. And accounted for.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
Robert Oche?
Yes.
Levon Whitaker?
Yes.
William Baker?
Yes. All right. Thank you very much. I'm both honored and humbled. Moving right along, next up is the approval of our minutes from January 15th, 2025. I'm sure you all reviewed them. Anything that changed or motions for it to go into public record, what say you?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes from January 15th, 2025 as draft.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Ms. Bennett, your predecessor kept telling me that we had to do roll call votes since the COVID on every vote of the commission. Is that still your understanding?
You have to do a roll call vote if you have anyone appearing by Zoom.
By Zoom.
Anyone appears remotely, then mandatory roll call vote.
Thank you. It's the first item of the chairman's report because we're here really for the fact that you have a $275 million man-made flood control project, that if you don't do the maintenance and take care of it, things like that happen every time. It's a sad thing that the community had to go through the events of September 2008. I can say we are far better prepared now for that type of a situation than we were prior to that event. However, we are dealing with Mother Nature. If you get 10 gallons of water for your 5-gallon bucket, there's going to be an issue, but we're ready for it. And we have a scenario set up within the watershed with the communities to work as a team to try to fix problems before their issues. So with that said, I appreciate the nod and looking forward to moving the commission forward as we take care of a lot of things that were brought to light because of that event. All right, next up is the finance report. You need to approve the claims from 2025. You need a motion to talk about that, gentlemen.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to approve the February 19th claims for $811,870.48.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, we're paying the bills. Mr. Repay.
So, is there a term limit on your chairmanship? Or
nice.
I'm just asking a question. Of the eight,
there's way
of the 8-11 majority comes in probably the form of three or four claims. The largest by far is the town of Griffith for the Wood Street storm sewer project. That was something that you guys approved, that they extended the storm sewer down Wood Street. Initially, they came in looking for, I think it was like $1.2 million. And then once it went out for bid, it became $853,000. We ended up paying the 60% of that, which ended up being the $511,345.92, which would close out that project. So on the project tracker, that will be complete as of next week. Next project is Town of Sherrillville for the Grand Canyon. That's the ditch that runs by Roman Park. and they wanted it cleaned. Initially, they suspected it to be 63,000 when it came back, or 64,000, came back to be only 50,000. We did 80% of that, which is 40,000 to us, and that would close out that aspect of that project as well. Great Lakes Electrical Maintenance for $14,214 for the not only the inspections, but for the installation of the PLCs. And I'll get to that in my report on a little bit later. NCAP for $14,700. That is their last claim for this second year of maintenance. They have stated they do not wish to continue doing the maintenance on that. There was, I guess, an issue with the burn permit in Gary, and I don't think they priced it any better or the correctly without using the hand-by-hand treatment. So we are in the process of looking for someone. Derek, who was a former board member, has given me a couple of names of people that he has worked with in order to keep doing this, because as you know, we have to watch it for 5 years. And then we have VVP Enterprises. Those are the last claims for that. They were responsible for cleaning the Katie Marsh ditch from Hart's ditch all the way to Grant Street. So they are now complete. That was the first and only time that has ever been cleaned from blockages and trees that have fallen. So you have multiple claims, one for 11, one for 20, and one for 10. And then our quarterly U.S. Geological Survey, which increased slightly to $30,025. That is the quarterly cost share for us for our gauges.
Is that check written to the U.S. Geological Survey?
Yes.
That's a governmental entity?
Yes.
I'm sorry, is there more?
I mean, that's the larger ones. I mean, we paid
for that. Ask a question then?
Yes.
All right. When you say closeout, does that mean any holdback money or anything like that when you're done with the project? That means it's all done.
We're all done and done. They finished, right. They closed it out. The way Griffith did it this time, which is a little bit different for them, is they waited till the very end for it to all be closed out, and then they sought reimbursement once it was signed off by their engineer.
And back to the mitigation side, it was my understanding that the mitigation sites were part of this project.
This is a part of the project. That's correct.
So why are we having challenges in maintaining the project and getting a permit? Is that just because of the vendor, or is that something that we need to spend more time with?
My understanding is the city of Gary does not prefer open burning as a way to do mitigation.
So did NCAP tell us they were going to burn?
Yes.
Or is that their preferred way?
No, that's the way it was bid to us, is that they were going to burn. Okay. They were going to do a controlled burn. They had mowed the fire lines.
If you go, we've done this before, right?
Correct.
Okay. I'm just trying to connect the dots.
It stems from my understanding, I don't want to say disdain, but their apprehension is when they have the National Lakeshore up there, they do a lot of burns up in Miller, which causes a lot of disruption. So I think it's just a universal kind of feeling on their part that they just don't want to do burn. So the next person we need to find, we have to make sure they price it as if there's not going to be a burn.
Thank you.
Was it perhaps a change in the administration in Gary?
My understanding, I'm not going to throw her name, but I mean, I'm just going to say, Brenda Scott Henry is, you know, she's been the environmental person out there, and it's just been her position, and she's been over multiple administrations. I mean, she's been there, Karen and Ruby and Cerrone. I mean, I think she's been there for a while, so I think that's just her preference. I don't know how the Lake County Collaborative was able to get a burn when they burnt it by Martin Luther King and Georgia.
Right.
I don't know how that happened, but I can tell you that this wasn't going to happen.
How much more money are we talking to treat in an alternative method?
I don't know. I wish that man was still sitting there, because I don't know what the difference is.
Recourse against them for that? This obstruction of what we want to do?
Against the city or?
I'd
ask legal, but they control the permit. It's a local permit by them.
Well, maybe reach out and see if there's a way to
not have a challenge in the future? Because this is going to be an ongoing thing.
At least for the next 3 years.
Well, if we stop, you stop maintaining it, it's just going to turn into a frag right, biting farm. So it's going to go on for a while.
Yeah, for our permit, it's 5 years. But yes, it's only 50 acres. I know that sounds like a lot, but it's 50 acres.
It's all relative.
Is the preferred method to burn?
Yeah. It is. Because, you know, by doing eyesight, you're like, well, is that invasive, not invasive? Oops, I missed it. If they burn it, they know which ones are going to come back.
And
they know when to do it.
Autobahn burned.
Right.
Yeah, so which is, that's why it's surprising. You know, I talked to Derek about this before and said, do you have any issues? And he says, well, we're the state, so we just do it. And that's, I mean, that's, I'm paraphrasing. That's not a direct quote from him, but that's what he says. We, you know, we get permits from IDEM, we get permits from DNR. And so if the locals just don't.
Got it.
Really do it.
Any other questions for Mr. Repay on paying the bills? Be there or none, we have a motion and a second. Ms. Lambert, let's do a roll call and mess it up a little bit.
Tom Roslinski?
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki?
Yes.
Pat Delano?
Yes.
Ron Baer?
Yes.
Robert Ochi?
Yes.
Levon Whitaker?
Yes.
William Baker?
Yes. Moving right along in an executive director's report, that's you, Dan.
Yep.
Isn't there term limits?
Could be. Depends on what the next item on the agenda is. See, I came prepared for counter jokes as well. We spoke about Katie Marsh. That's complete. Wood Street is complete. Grand Canyon is complete. The next item, and it's an item that causes us difficulty on the budgeting side, is the 408s under review. I said this in the report. I said if this is probably my biggest mistake, thinking that they were going to be expedited in anything. They haven't. Most of these permits have been going on for two, almost 3 years now. Sandbar being one of them. We're dealing with whether we have any endangered species on the sandbar. So we have to submit on that. I wish I was. The sluice gates, they are waiting, or we're waiting for a response from them on their approval, which, by the way, that was one of their recommendations to fix when we were doing our inspections. Bank stabilization, there are five different locations for we're doing stabilization. The largest one is between Grant and Chase in that marshy area. And that, once again, was a recommendation from them. The other one is off Northcott Bridge. There's one off Forest Avenue. But they're small, just toe of the levee kind of things where we have to put riprap. And now we get stuck in regulatory side of things, whether we plant the proper grass, and I'm not joking, on the bank after if we disturb. So, So the last one, which has been probably the most contentious one, and Paul's somewhat familiar. I'm going to throw Paul under the bus here. He's familiar with the geotechnical. We contracted with Burke to do the geotechnical as a part of the LOMAR request and also a part of our to make sure that the levees are built to what they say on the on their as-built. And, we just got a draft letter today when they stopped by our office today. So just reading through it, they're requiring quite a few things. That I don't think the Burke Engineering was anticipating, with a professional engineer and a professional a geologist, bless you, on site all times of the boring, which you're talking 80 some borings, and that's only 80 borings initially. So if they find an anomaly, you have to bore more. I mean, you're going to have to, you know, like if you find sand or anything. So they promised they would try to speed some things up. Not sure what that means. They're going through some issues right now.
So now we change administration. I'm sorry. So we have a federal agency now that is telling us things need to be done, but we're not able to do them because we're not issued the paperwork from that agency.
Well, they're now issuing us paperwork, but it's becoming more and more laborious as far as what their request is. For instance, and I've said this story before, a large utility company has gone and bored next to our levee, 150 feet down in the ground. We catch them. We call the Corps. They come out there and they say, yeah, thanks for letting us know. They're okay. And then they move them along. There's nothing, there's no after effect. But yet we're the partners
and we're being treated as though like we like there's a reason why we want the what's best for the levy. Like there's nothing in anyone in this board or me want to go and I want to ruin my chances of making this thing function the way it is.
That's what I don't understand.
Neither do I.
Okay.
So
what other alternatives do we have other than trying to do the 408 program? Is this because everybody's worried about they're getting fired, or is it because we're all trying to find a chair? We're going to lose another construction season is what I'm hearing.
I mean, the borings are non-construction season dependent. You could do them at any time. I mean, bureaucracies, as they say, enjoy checking the boxes and less worry about the result, right? That's what this is. This is, I've got to check every box and not necessarily worry about the outcome.
Wouldn't it be more beneficial to do the borings when the ground's kind of frozen?
I know they're ready to go anytime.
Right.
Now, there's always the, and I don't advocate for this because it's on public record, of course, but there's always the beg for forgiveness kind of aspect of things. But, I mean, there's no way around this permit otherwise. So, on that note,
what about the 2025 inspections?
Good. That's a great question. 2025 inspections. That was brought up today, and I have it noted later on in my report that came out subsequent to me emailing you. Is the reports, the inspections, they have enough money to do Gary and Griffin. That's dependent on whether they get the continuing resolution that's approved by Congress by March 14th. If they don't get that, no inspections happen. Right now, they don't have enough money to do the west side. So they don't have enough money to do Hammond, Munster, and Highland. And I think I sort of warned you guys about this about maybe a year ago that this may come to pass, that they got funding reduced for them before all everything else. I mean, this is because of COVID and not spending enough. So we're going to have to, at this point, may have to do our own inspections, which we want to do. Like, we want to make sure things are working. And we check them all the time anyways, but we may not get that formal inspection by the Corps.
But we need their sign off to continue with the certification. Right.
Not for, well, for Gary specifically, yes, we do need that. For them to certify the levies are acceptable. For Hammond and Munster, Highland, not so, because they've already been certified as acceptable. I get what your point is, because eventually something's going to change. I mean, I'm glad I have all the good news for you guys, but
what else you got?
Well, the 8094 culverts are being cleared and inspected, and we're working with NDOT on those.
They're going to be video.
That's a part of it. We have to do a video of all the culverts. We then send them in, download them to the course for their inspection, which actually works out well because we are doing the Gary sluice gates.
Please make sure there's before and afters, Mr. Repay, because that's outstanding.
And we invited NDOT because NDOT's interested in having looking at those culverts that run underneath their expressway as well. So,
wow, that's a good idea.
Yeah, they're 9 feet tall. I mean, 9 feet in diameter, so they're pretty interesting. Watershed RFPs are due into our office on March 4th. So could have a motion on that for the March meeting. The Lake George Dam design is due into our office on April 11th. We have applications from communities for funding is due into our office by February 24th, based on the old watershed study. I know Bill and I and Tom have all had some sort of discussion with representatives for the city of Gary with respect to, you know, the LOMAR and making sure that they go forward with the LOMAR. And there was some confusion about that. And I explained to, I know, the chief of staff and the president of the council both, that said, you know, we're doing our part of what we can, but there's some part that they've got to do on the lift, because they're going to actually be the ones doing the, application. We won't do those applications. Tax sale deeds, we have 42 of them that were approved by the circuit court. We're We're going after additional 45, I believe, in the next round. And the PLC replacement, the weather has been a little bit less than ideal in the last couple of weeks, so they're going to start back up probably next week to install first Grant West, and then ultimately Chase Street will probably be the first or second week in March. So that would complete that project. And I talked to superiors. They had to make some adjustments once they got out the field. You'll see that next meeting. As a matter of fact, I just had a conversation with Superior this afternoon. So if I miss anything.
Any questions for Mr. Repay? What's going on in the field?
I got one question.
Yes, sir.
Dan.
Yes, sir.
On this Lomar application for the city of Gary, granted, they had it for a while. Can you give me an idea of a status that it might be finished, or do they need extra outside help from some form of organization to help them finish it? Because I know they're having a
lot. Well, we gave them a checklist, the city, the checklist of things that they needed to do for their project. And they know that, and they know what we're doing. Uh-huh. And I put them in contact with the engineering company that started it.
Okay.
That was 3 years ago. And I think they're going to talk. They're going to talk to each other about that. But that's all on them. We said we'd share all information we have.
Okay. Thank you.
One of those items is, and I wanted to show this last month, but this is just for the geotechnical, but the height of the levee. This was done through a drone, and they scanned the tops of the levee from state line all the way to Marshalltown. Marshalltown and the 65 corridor is still being processed, so we're still in like draft mode. But this gives you an idea. This is part of it. We wanted to make sure we knew how high the levees were. I don't know if you guys can see those, or I'll zoom out a little bit. But this is the Kennedy Avenue. I think this is Kennedy Avenue. Kennedy Avenue.
Between Kennedy and Indianapolis.
Right. So this is the railroad tracks. And so it shot all sides of the levee, and you could see the elevations that are presented on each side. 604.9 over here, and then was that 603?
Yeah, I don't like that.
I may need new glasses. 603.69.
It's fun.
The good thing is for Highland, for the Highland side, that's a wall. So that wall should not sink. Whereas this is earthen levee for, you know, that possibly will sink. And then I have one more, if I can.
What was the design elevation, Dan?
Yeah, that's a great question. I love it because this is going to work for me if I don't mess it up. Well, I probably will.
Here we go.
Wait a minute. Stop.
All
right. Start doing some paperwork.
Yeah.
Boy. Wow. Oh, isn't it 603? There you go, Tom. So you can stop doing paperwork. This is a draft. Just so you know, this is a draft. This is Highland. Klein Avenue is on your right.
Right.
And then you will see on your left is really Wicker Park. You will see four lines there. The red line is our drone survey that was done. And if the variations aren't as severe as even as they show, because there's a foot between each line.
What's
the green line is the as-built drawing that was completed via the Corps when it was done. The blue line, the solid blue line, is the 200-year flood elevation to which you are basing your FEMA certification on.
Oh.
And then the dashed blue line is the 100-year flood. So the good news is, if you can look at this in a holistic way, is the red line is above the blue line. If we were ever below the blue line, that means our level of protection does not meet or exceed that of the 200-year flood elevation to which this was designed. They built it high enough so that they would have some settlement in it. But as you can see, in most places, you're looking at 2 feet at least of freeboard or the oops factor.
The variance. CYA.
Yeah, so we have a draft of Highland. We have a draft of Munster currently. They're working on Hammond. They'll ultimately get to the Gary, and we'll have this as a part of full documentation. So we will have a baseline to see if they've been, you know, whatever, something has sunk or changed or shifted over the time. It's all the way to the right. This is Klein Avenue over here.
The dip in the red line.
That's probably right at Klein Avenue, which Klein Avenue does go down. But remember, that's from a drone. So they're looking at it, and Klein Avenue is actually a closure under the most extreme circumstances. This mark here is that spillover into the Rookery, what is formerly known as the Rookery. So that's the 100-year flood elevation. It sort of dips down. So they overbuilt it. But these variations are only, you're talking a couple inches on it. But once again, this is a draft. We'll work through it. But ultimately, we'll have this for the entire thing, which will ultimately go towards the LOMAR, because it will show that the design was the as-built as what it is currently, as it is, you know, current date elevation protection.
And do you have the one for Mark I-65-94 interchange?
We don't have that complete yet.
Okay.
It hasn't been downloaded.
I think, though, you sent the draft and you did send that over.
They didn't get past Martin Luther King.
Okay.
That we have to do Marshalltown, and we have to do the I-65-94 interchange, because that all runs into high ground. They have some levy, and if those of you that have been here a while remember when we spent $70,000 to assist NDOT, Mr. McCarron was here, to assist them with developing that wall that you see on the north side of the interchange of 65 and 94. So that was a big deal, because we spent money that was outside the project area at the time. Monumental.
Any other questions for Mr. Repay? I have one. With regards to, you mentioned that the applications from the watershed communities is due on the 24th. We've talked in the past, what kind of timeline are you giving them as it relates to once they turn in those applications in the process? We had talked about getting, you know, having a way to manage the flow, pun intended, so we don't have nine all on 1 month.
Right. We wouldn't do that to you. So our thought is this. We don't know how many are coming in, but what we have planned in our heads is that the 24th will come in. We'll have an advisory board meeting shortly thereafter for them to review, depending on, let's just say there's eight of them. I don't know, whatever. There's five of them. We do two, one meeting and three another, or three, one meeting and two, depending on what the ask is and how big of a project they're looking for. And then we would also have a work study session for you guys to review it beyond their presentation, so that you could have enough time to digest all the presentations that have been given.
You know, one suggestion was just that as the applications are distributed or put out there, that there's something on the instructions as far as timing on the turnaround, because, you know, we run into the construction time and, you know, those types of issues.
We
more on the construction than the engineering.
Obviously. We gave them that. I mean, and as you know, this legislative session is some pressure on municipalities. So we don't know how many we're going to get, because if they're asking for 20%, they may not be able to commit 20%. So I'm not sure how many applications we're going to get. I've fielded some questions, but I don't know who's going to put in an application.
Do you think that 20% is inhibiting people from getting stuff fixed?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think,
because it shouldn't, and there should be some discretion based upon what they're trying to accomplish. But shouldn't they say, you know, I don't have any money either, but I mean,
but as we talked about it, we would then at some point look at our watershed study and their project and go, but we're just going to do it because it's the right thing to do, regardless of what the community is doing. I mean, look at Kennedy Avenue as a project, you know, perfect example. Kennedy Avenue is the right thing to do to raise the bridge because it's the lowest spot in the entire system.
I understand that. You know, and part of that premise, though, is just to make sure that there's no challenges along the system because somebody's worrying about 20%. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't run into that. No one has said that as a reason.
Any other questions for Mr. Repay? All right.
You want another cool video or no?
Sure.
I mean, just like we're on a roll here. So this video, oh, darn it, come on. Yeah, it won't let me share.
Paperwork.
I thought it would let me share.
It's loading.
Is it loading? Is that the problem?
It looks like it is.
Oh, here it is. So just so everyone knows, out in Lake Station, we have three cameras. This camera particularly is facing to the east-ish toward Wyoming. And I check, and sometimes Jody thinks I check them too often. The video cameras, and this camera was offline when I came back into the office to check, and we found this situation happening. So you have three individuals approaching the thing at 4 in the morning. I'm sure they're up to a lot of good.
Three.
Did I say? Yeah, three individuals at 4 in the morning. And they decided, well, it was a good time to try to get wire out of our cameras. And you will see, and there it is, 4 o'clock on the button. They must have had a radar or an alarm clock. We know that they're close by. We have submitted this information and stuff to the Lake Station Police Department. And you will see shortly them beating the heck out of it. And they've knocked the cameras. Basically, the cameras are now facing straight down, so we can't get any more feed. We called our computer folks or our security camera folks that are going to go out there and fix it. I think this can be tomorrow. But I did want to make you aware of that. And we have a couple good pictures of them. And if they walk there, like I said, we back here is the area that they came from. I mean, I printed only the minute, but you could see them coming from this house, which we're familiar with. Yeah.
Coming from this outside.
Well, I mean, they're going to have to face it.
In other words, cameras are everywhere.
Yeah. So they didn't realize it. All right, I'm done now. That's I wanted to show you that I could do technology and that I could show you videos.
And
I'm really excited about that.
Way to go.
Yeah. I'm done now.
All right, any other questions for Ms. Repay? All right, be there or not. Next up, other issues, new business.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion to approve an agreement with HWC Engineering for engineering and design services of the Optimus Lake Boardwalk and other recreational amenities in the amount not to exceed $303,000, subject to final draft and approval by attorneys, executive director, and chairman.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Mr. Repay.
This is something that has been identified by us as being critical to our, not critical, but important to our recreational aspect. Hammond is on board, so is the SSCVA. Somehow the Legacy Foundation found out about it. I'm running out of battery. Sorry.
This Optimus Lake, just for the record, is off of Kennedy Avenue, just north of the levee. And
no,
the South Shore Convention and Visitors Authority's property abuts to this lake.
I'm just running out of battery and it just went dead. So it's the large pond that's located behind all the hotels by the visitor center. We actually own the pond, and this has been approached a couple times, and then Hammond and SSCVA backed away. Actually, SSCVA was going to get the pond from us, then they declined at the last moment. But it is a boardwalk that runs north and south. It runs off of our levee, and ultimately, it's $303,000, but we're in for $150,000, which will be papered and put into a formal agreement. And then the City of Hammond, SSCVA, and the Legacy Foundation will be responsible for the remaining part. They will pay us first. Ultimately, if it gets constructed, they will be responsible. I know you've talked to both, you and Tom both talked to SSCVA. They'll be responsible for the maintenance and upkeep of this boardwalk.
We're going to try to work interlocal agreements similar to the watershed applications.
That's correct.
Thank you. Is there any other questions with regards to this? Is there a second, Mrs. Lambert?
Yes, there was. I have Commissioner Castellanos.
Any other discussion? There's a motion and a second, Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Ruschlinski?
Yes.
Tom Gostecki?
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
Robert Ochi?
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker?
Yes.
William Baker?
Yes. Moving right along.
Mr. Chairman, I want to make a motion that we go ahead and act upon the Ninth Amendment, a ninth addendum to the employment agreements of our executive director and office manager pending legal review.
So there's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
I'll do the discussion. This has to do with the annual HR agreement for Mr. Repay and Mrs. Lambert. So obviously it being HR, that's a thing. So that's the discussion component of it. There's a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Wyszynski.
Yes.
Tom Gostecki.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Moving right along. My favorite part, statements to the board from the floor. If you want to help us, please come up to the podium, state your name and address for the record, and let's go. Going three times. All right, bring it back to the chairman, and we're going to talk about setting the meeting for next month, which is going to be on Wednesday, March 19th. Please check the website for any modifications as it starts getting warmer out, and we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
And second, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Closed. Thank you very much.